Hey there, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of She Who Believed. My name is Veronica. I am your host, and I just wanted to welcome you again to my podcast. For those of you who do not know who I am, please go back and listen to my previous podcast, especially my first one. I have been podcasting now for a little bit, but I did take several different breaks to try to really just decide on what I wanted to do and what I wanted to talk about. But one of the things that I really love, just to go back a little bit, I am I'm a mom, I'm a wife. I have worked as a registered nurse for a long time, over 21 years, and previously made a decision again, and I mean again, for those who have been listening will know exactly what I'm talking about, but I have previously made a decision to walk away from bedside, so that I didn't know really why, but in this episode it may explain a little bit why I walked away from bedside. Besides the fact that I'm just really over it, healthcare industry, which is not what I'm on here about, is to a point of just saying, are you serious? This is what healthcare is about? But yeah, anyway, that's not what I'm talking about in this podcast. So I just wanted to welcome you guys again. This podcast is one that really is going to probably hit home for a lot of you. It really hit me hard during Bible study tonight, and I wanted to go and I just wanted to be able to at least just be able to, you know, do a podcast for someone that may be going through it and keep asking themselves, why do they feel like they're doing self-sabotaging, or why certain behaviors? So this is really what this podcast is about. And I'm doing it because I'm making a decision. I am going to continue the podcast, guys. So just before I even say what I got to say, I am going to continue the podcast because this is something I truly do love. I do know this is something that actually does help me with growing in my spirituality and just honing the gift that God has placed inside of me. So I am going to continue the podcast, but this podcast is something that's going to really hit hard. I remember saying to God, like, ages ago, that when I turned 50 years old, that I wanted things in my life to, like, really change. I just feel like, you know, I always said that the second half of my life would be the best half of my life. And I said it previously before, like no one is guaranteed to live to 100 years old. But I believe that I'm going to live to 100 years old. So that's why I kept saying the second half. Not like the first half was the worst half. It's just the first half was just Veronica's will, Veronica's choices, making bad choices and different things like that. And it was a growth. So I'm not saying it was all bad, because that's not what God says. He says all things work together for our good. So like I said in the previous podcast, even the things that we see as bad, God still says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So in tonight's Bible study, which is something we are actually doing for the entire month of May, which is something I am huge on. God gave me this probably back in 2018, and I even had a podcast called it, and it was Healthy, Healed, and Whole. And I didn't understand why he was giving me that podcast. Like, a lot of times God would give us a word and we think the word is for everybody else. So we think we got to create something out of it, or a book or whatever. And, you know, so we just run with it. At least I did. So he kept saying healthy, healed, and whole. And I kept saying I'm healthy, healed, and whole. And not understanding that I was lying to myself. And the reason I say that is because even as a nurse at bedside, I could literally see. It's amazing how sometimes you're gifted enough to see that other people need help. Other people are not healed. You're able to see and discern. And I still don't know why, but you're able to discern why certain people are going through what they're going through, or why their illnesses are where they are, or why they're suffering. And most of the time it's because of traumatic experience or something that happened when they, you know, a trauma during when they were a child, something like PTSD, you know, or whatever. So I was able to see that with a lot of the people that I come in contact with, it wasn't me. I'm going to say it was honestly the Holy Spirit that was working in me. But then you get to this point of basically being a little bit more prideful, and none of that is of God. Especially when we take all the glory from God, it's like you're really working yourself. So when I realized that, a lot of times we get in this position, which is myself, you'll start feeling as if you're working out of the flesh. And when you're working out of the flesh, it's like the Spirit, you're not even utilizing the Holy Spirit any longer. So I got to that place of just, okay, I'm not really spiritually, you know, I feel like I'm spiritually dry. I feel like I'm physically dry. I feel like everything in my life is just dry. And then I got to a point of just saying, I'm just going to walk away because I feel like God is calling me to something higher, not knowing that God was calling me to this point right here. And the way the young man explained it tonight is sometimes God will have you pull back, because he also said a while back to me, he kept saying Mary and Martha. So I started studying about Mary and Martha. And Mary was the one that sat at the feet of Jesus and learned everything that, you know, in that season that she needed to. She was being fed while Martha was busy. And she was like, you're not going to tell my sister to help me to get this stuff together. So she was the one that was always busy. And busy is not of God. Busy sometimes is of the devil. It's just, you could be so productive, or you think you're productive and you're actually busy and you're not really taking out time to rest, taking out time to seek God, taking out time to know who you are, taking out time to hear your own soul. So the way the gentleman explained tonight is that God will have you pull back. So me stepping away from bedside a lot of time is the fact of God pulling me back. And when God pulls you back, and he just gave me this analogy of how it happened in 2018. When he pulled me back, he still provided. It wasn't to the level of while we're living above it, you know, beyond our means, because I don't have the same type of money that you may, you know, I may have, or you may have if God calls you to pull back. But God provides even during that process, especially if it's him guiding you and leading you. And whenever I thought of it as, I can't even think of the word that I've thought of it. When he pulls, it's like a boomerang, that when he lets you go, like, we're going to just go forward with speed and tenacity and with the resilience that God is with us, and you'll be led with peace. So I know that was a lot, but I feel like now is a season that I've even get off of social media. Some of you may see people on social media who may come on and give different motivational speeches and cliches and encouragement. And something I remember saying a long time ago is some of the people that we're listening to, they're feeding us and it sounds good, but in reality it's poison. So we're receiving poison from a poisonous spirit, from a poisonous soul. And we're not able to even heal, or it just sounds good at the moment, but we don't understand that they're speaking from a place of hurt. And until we make a decision to say, okay, God, I'm not healed. I don't know what trauma happened when I was a little girl, but I really came upstairs today and I was like, okay, God, I just cried and like, I just need to be healed. So I came on this podcast to really invite you. I'm not sure what you're going through. I'm not sure if you're in a marriage or relationship and you feel like things are just not working, or in a job and things are not working. Because God does say to work as if you're working unto the Lord. I believe he'll give us peace and grace no matter where we are. But at the same time, he doesn't want us to lose our soul while we're out here trying to win everybody else's. That's not of God. And today I made a decision tonight to just step away from a lot of things so that I can know who I am, so that I can understand what God was saying to me as far as being healthy, healed, and whole, so that when I come on a podcast, I'm able to allow the Spirit to speak through me and to use me versus it being my own personal, you know, testimony or my own personal thoughts of what's going on in this world. It's all about the people that he allows to be in this community. You know, I want this to be a community of people who are 100% healthy, healed, and whole. And something I've noticed for so many years that even the church, you know, we could be so anointed and so gifted and so blessed and so favored and be broken and bitter and ugly. And none of that is of God. So I'm just inviting you to really be honest with yourself. Really take a good look in the mirror and ask God, is there anything within you? Because now I have heard this one before. The analogy, I remember the gentleman just said it in Bible study, but I did hear that before. Like your gifts and your anointing will get you to the platform, but will it keep you there? And most of the time, your character will allow you to lose the platform that God has you on if you're not ready to be in that position, if you're not ready to be in that place of where he has you at. And I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in a place of it's all about me, it's all about Veronica, you know, because I know in my spirit, like, no one has to tell me. I know that God has a bigger plan for me than I can ever imagine. But I've noticed that in this past couple of months that I've gained a lot more weight. I've become a lot more, I haven't been focused. I haven't been able to think clearly. I just didn't feel healthy. And spiritually, physically, I've just been tired. I've been drained and I procrastinated a lot. And this weekend I heard, you know, sort of like distraction is the death of, you know, a movement. Distraction, you know, is the death of a plan that we've written down. It's being distracted. And not that I get on social media. You may not get on social media either a lot. But, y'all, God wants us to heal. And he wants us to come to him as children and just say, all right, Father, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I feel the way that I do. I just know that something doesn't feel right about my spirit. Like, I literally cried and was like, okay, God, sometimes I don't even feel like I hear from you, because I think it was a lot of time pride getting in the way. And I just basically was just honest, because guess what, y'all? God knows our heart. But we have to be honest with ourselves. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Everything that I was seeing, my behaviors, my character, even my speaking, was showing who I was. It was showing that I wasn't ready to be where God wanted me to go. And a lot of times we stay in relationships and we stay in friendships that's causing us to delay the vision and the dream that God has for us because we're comfortable. So I thank God that I did have the courage to leave, even though I don't fully know exactly what's going on. I'm going to continue to be at his feet. God tends to wake me up first thing in the mornings. And sometimes, baby, I don't get up, and sometimes I do. But that's my ultimate goal, especially after just, you know, rededicating my life to the Lord again tonight. And I just want to say, don't allow anyone to tell you you cannot rededicate your life. So many people have went in their own direction, going after their own will, chasing money, chasing fame, chasing fortunes. And while they're chasing all this stuff, they're losing their first love, which is Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my King. I was losing all of just being that with him and him providing everything. And I noticed even tonight when I talked about it, I was like, where did I go wrong? Like, what happened from 2014? Like, when I didn't have a license, when I had in this place of God still providing and I got the license, I think I became prideful and I went back, I regressed. and was thinking like, this is, you know, what I've done with the work of my hands. And the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, it says, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you the power to create wealth. And a lot of times people think that that's in our own power. Like, I got the job, you got the job, and you're making six figures, or you got the business, and you got the house, and you got the nice car, you got all this stuff, and it's like it's the work of your hands. And then the moment everything dries up, God is like, okay, I'm taking my hands off of it, and now I'm going to let you run this show yourself. And that's literally where I have been, where it just seemed like I know God has favor, and I know God is calling me for something higher, but I know my ultimate goal is, don't give me the wealth, the fame, the fortunes without healing me at where I'm at right now. Like, if I get that, don't put me there until I'm healed right here. And that was just me being honest with me. And I wanted to invite you all, if this is something you're going through, if this is something you know you need to be honest about, just go to God, y'all. He absolutely knows what you're going through. He just wants us to come to him as children, as our Father, and say, Abba Father, I'm just hurting. I don't know what's going on. Because your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And most of us start to live out of a place of our soul because we're not healed in our mind, our will, and our emotions. And instead of looking at things as far as like, I'm an emotional being. So I take things very serious emotionally. Like, it affects my heart. I let things get in my heart first before it gets in my head. And I become very emotional about it. And that is not how God wants us to live, because emotions a lot of times can lie, especially if we have not unlearned the things that we've learned. So this is just the point of basically healing, where you are asking God to heal that little girl in you. I'm not sure if any guys listen to my podcast, but asking God to heal that little boy in you. I can talk to people and I can sense and a lot with the Holy Spirit, like, man, it had to be something that was missing. And I know that this is a ministry that God is calling me to, but he won't call me to it until I'm healed myself. He will not. He's just showing me, this is something I want you to do, but I need to do this. I need you to do this first. And healing is a journey. It's not the fact that healing takes time. You know, I mean, you'll be healed in time. You know, healing is a journey. It could take a long time, and it's your journey. So anyway, I just want to share that and just have you guys just, you know, you can always reach out. Like I said, this is a journey that I'm going through myself. My email address is also in the chat box. And you could always reply back to this podcast. But he wants us to heal, y'all. He wants us to come to him as we are. Broken, abused, beaten, molested, traumatized, PTSD, psych disorders, you name it. I mean, going through divorces, separations, whatever. He wants us to come to him the way we are and let him do the work in us. We just have to be obedient to just hear his voice. So, anyway, I pray that this blesses you all, and I'll be glad to come back, but my journey starts now. Anyway, guys, I wish you the best. I love you. Be blessed.